Welcome back. 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. This portion of the show is brought to you by K-Hovnanian Homes. New communities, new designs. Go to khov.com for more information. My next guest is the Professor Emeritus of Neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University. He's also a Washington Times columnist. He is Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Ben, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Hey, I saw your column this morning. I've been reading them faithfully every Wednesday here in the Washington Times, along with many others. Allowing American creativity to flourish, America is dragged down by Obama regulations. I think your first line sort of says it all. When government grows too large, dependency replaces achievement.
Well, that unfortunately seems to be the trend that we're moving into, and that was never the intention. When this country was created, it was supposed to be a place where people could thrive on their own, on the basis of their own hard work and innovation. They could do well, and if they were lazy, they could do poorly. But you know, it was really based on them and not on somebody sitting above and saying, well, let's move this over here and let's move this over here and stop that person and promote this person. You know, that's what people were trying to escape from.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing a prime example unfolding right before our eyes, and that's the extension of unemployment benefits beyond the current 99 weeks. We're getting an indication that a lot of folks would be, you know, content to sit back and take the check for as long as you're willing to give it to them and overlook jobs that they really should be taking.
And there's a lot of data that indicates that the majority of people wait until their benefits are almost up before they start looking for a job. That's a problem. The other thing to recognize is even if you take, you know, a low-paying job, you're acquiring skills, you're being exposed to people, you're being exposed to opportunities, and it's not about getting into the job market and all of a sudden having this great job. It's about working your way to the place where you become valuable, where people need your skills. Somehow people have forgotten that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting. In reading your column this morning, you drew the comparison between your botany experiments in high school to our way of life here in America. And you're right. Sometimes it works if you just get out of the way, if you leave it alone, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the free enterprise system works extremely well. It would work extremely well in medicine, quite frankly. You know, if we would just allow the free market forces to work, you would have to have transparency and a lot of other things would happen, but we won't do it. We just keep getting in the way, we keep manipulating, and we don't even acknowledge when we do that and it fails. We just say, well, let's double down on it. Let's do some more. That's the problem. You know, with virtually anything, if you're capable of acknowledging failure, capable of acknowledging mistakes, and then learning from them, that's wisdom. That's how you move forward. Fools are people who keep doing the same thing, doubling down on it. That's what the Book of Proverbs says.
Yeah. The left constantly claims the right in this country wants no government whatsoever, but that's simply not true. Government is essential to our growth, but we can't let it grow like a weed and get out of hand, right?
Right. Well, you know, there are certain people who have the philosophy that it's all or none. There's no middle ground. You can't ever compromise on anything. You know, the fact of the matter is the government plays a very important role. I would certainly not want to live in a nation that had no, you know, solid governmental structure.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they have to control everything. And that's the antithesis of what the creators of this nation wanted. Absolutely the very opposite thing. They would roll over in their graves if they could see what was going on today. But, you know, it really goes back to trying to help people to understand that the person who has the most to do with what happens to you in life is you. It's not the environment. It's not somebody else. Grab it. Take a hold of it. All you have to do is look at the immigrants who come here. Why do they do so well after a generation? Because they've looked around. They say, are you kidding me? You mean all I have to do is make myself valuable and work hard? Whereas our people are saying, somebody's taking my opportunities. You know, this person's against me and that. You know, why do we do that?
Well, you know, and it's interesting you bring that up because we've discovered over the past few weeks that the Democrats will be running on income inequality in 2014, taking money from those who have it and somehow managing to give it to those who don't. Your thoughts on it?
Yeah, well, you know, that the whole income equality thing, you know, it's antithetical to the whole concept of capitalism. Capitalism says you work hard, you make yourself valuable, people need you, they pay you, you do well. Socialism says, meh, that doesn't work. Everybody should be doing about the same. And if you're making more, we ought to take it and give it to this person. You know, they're two very different philosophies. Now, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that one is right and one is wrong, but I will sit here and say you have the opportunity to choose which one you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can live in a capitalistic society, or you can go and live in a socialistic society. But if you look across the spectrum of all of them, you'll see that this country has done much better than any other country in the history of the world, particularly in terms of per capita income and opportunities for its citizens, and it is a country that was based on the capitalistic system. So, you know, if you dislike it, you have other options. You know, Cuba, I'm sure, would be happy to accept you, and some other places. But don't sit here and try to denigrate and destroy the most successful nation that ever existed and try to make it like unsuccessful nations.
Mm-hmm. The column is entitled America is Dragged Down by Obama Regulations. It's by Dr. Ben Carson. It's in today's Washington Times. And, Doctor, before I let you run, I wanted to ask you, do you miss the day-to-day rigors of being a neurosurgeon?
Well, I certainly miss what medicine used to be. I don't miss what it has become.
Oh. And I'm assuming that Obamacare plays a role in that?
That has a substantial amount to do with it, no question.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it very much. We'll talk again. And it's great to have you as a part of the Washington Times family.
Thank you.
Take care. Dr. Ben Carson, it is 1228 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Still to come, Stephen Dinan is covering the story of the Senate Intel Committee releasing their findings when it comes to the attack in Benghazi. He will join me in about 5 or 6 minutes. We're going to talk about that. And the fact that the new spending bill proposed by Congress that will be voted on this week includes some cuts. And one of those cuts happens to be portraits that you and I have been paying for lawmakers and for presidents and for cabinet secretaries. It's just one of those things that you find in a 1,500 and some page bill, sometimes even after you pass it. We all remember that. And Charlie Hurt will be along. He's got the nuclear option column in today's Washington Times. And it deals with Robert Gates, the former defense secretary. I got to tell you something. I was surprised when I read Charlie's column this morning. I don't think he likes that guy too much. We'll get into it. It's all coming up in the next half hour right here at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.